Today, stop, is Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amud Beis by the two dots. Okay. The Mishnah had said, Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, right, if the mavoi has a tzuras ha-pesach, afal pisha racha me'eser ein tzuras ha-maid. Even if the opening is 10 amos, you don't have to close the opening, right? We had mentioned that if the mavoi was open 10 amos, then you can't use a lechi in the korah. But tzuras ha-pesach is okay even if it's opening for 10 amos. So Ashkechon, we found in our Mishnah that tzuras ha-pesach de mahanya barachba. It says clear as day that the tzuras ha-pesach can work even if the opening is extra wide. We also saw in the Brisa on Daf Gimel that a maltera, that malkar is the korah that has those, well, we'll go with one shot, that has the special paintings and stuff like that, where your eye in the sholifo, where your eyes will go look at it, that mahanya bigavo, that works to permit a mavoi whose upper beam, whose korah, is higher than 20 amos. Question is, ipchamai, what's the story with the opposite? Meaning, can the tzuras ha-pesach work for a mavoi, for a korah that's too high, for a mavoi that's too high, or can a maltera work for the width? Tosfos right away asks the question, what's the kasha with the tzuras ha-pesach working if it's too high? Tosfos says the kasha l'rabbeinu tam, the tzuras ha-pesach have a kana mikan gabehen. What's a tzuras ha-pesach? It's three poles essentially, one on either side of the wall and one on top. So you worry that the top one can make it to work if it's too high, but the two on the sides are lechi. Those work if it's too high. What's a lechi at the, if it's too high, the only problem is the korah, but the lechi still works. He says, "V'kasha l'rabbeinu tam, that tzuras ha-pesach have a kana mikan, gabehen. So dal kana dal gabehen. Take away the top kana, right, the cross beam, and litka shaber kana de mikan mikan. You have two lechis, one on either side. So what's the question? What? What's going on here? Right, the habi kalechi mashu. That's a lechi. He says, so the answer is a yesh lomar. He gives a few examples. Maybe we're talking about a place where the lechi itself doesn't work. For example, we saw before, kovim mefulash. If it's a mavi mefulash, we can have a lechi. You have to have the tzuras ha-pesach. Obi yeser me eser. Or if it's the width is wider than 10, then the lechi doesn't work. The boy tzuras ha-pesach. The other answer, example, and it gives another one for Ola Rabbi Yossi, the bar lechi roch of gimel. You have to have the lechi has to be three fucking wide, and maybe the lechis are smaller. Another answer that's important is that talk about in order to make a lechi, you have to have the intent that this is for a lechi. In order to make a tzuras ha-pesach, it doesn't have to be intended to have been a tzuras ha-pesach to begin with. That's the halacha, right? You have to have kavana l'shem tzuras ha-pesach. The answer is no. So maybe here these lechis weren't built with the kavana to be built as lechis. But the tzuras ha-pesach, it wouldn't make a difference. The point is, the Tosafot is saying, you have to work out that this is clearly dealing with a case where the lechis don't work. Because if the lechis work by itself, then what's the kasha? They're going to work by itself. Okay. So Tashma will bring a raya, right? Gemara says, the Sanya with Bryce that says, Mavoi shugavo me'yashim amma, if the Mavoi is higher than 20 amos, meaning the korah on top is above 20 amos, you have to bring it down. The im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, ein tzuras ha-maid. And if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't have to bring it down, meaning it works for height, which we said before. And a mal, sorry. Right, exactly. A mavoi, we said, was worried about the height. We said it worked, the Mishnah mentioned it worked about the width, because it worked about the height. The Sparta says it works for the height. So a maltra of a machro mai. What about a maltra, right, working for to close the width? I'm not sure what that means. You have a maltra on. I guess it means you have a maltra on top. Does that work? That can have a maltra on the lechi. Does that mean it's going to work to close the gap? So Tashma, I will bring the following raya. The Tanya, the writer says, Mavoi shekavo me'asrim amos. Same thing we had before. A mavoi that the korah that's higher than 20 amos, you bring it down. You bring down the korah until it's within 20 amos. The haracha me'aser, if it's wider than 10 amos, you have to narrow it, right? The im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach. But if there is a tzuras ha-pesach, ein tzaruch l'mait. You don't have to lower or close the gap. The im yesh lo amaltera, ein tzaruch l'mait. If there's an amaltera, you don't have to close the gap either. So my lav a seifa. Talking about a maltera, the maltera is going on the seifa, which is talking about the width, meaning the maltera works to close the width. It says lo a resha. Not to say lo, it says lo a resha. It's only talking about the resha. When it talks about the maltera, it's talking about the resha. The resha is what? The resha is talking about the height. The maltera can only work for the height. Maybe that's what it means. There's no raya one way or another whether the maltera will work to close the gap for an extra width. Okay. Now the gemara, we said in our Mishnah that a tzuras ha-pesach works to close the gap. But Rab says no. We've come across this before. Amasni le Rav Yehuda l'chia bar Rav kamei the Rav. Rav Yehuda l'chia bar Rav said that if the width is greater than 10 amos, you can close it, and if it's a tzurus pesach, even if it's greater than 10 amos, you don't have to close it. So ain't a tzurus l'mayik, you don't have to close the gap. Amalei, so Rav said, asne tzurus l'mayik. He says his mission, his version was, you have to close it. Again, we said the reason Rav had the reason why, you learned it from, right, the door of the pesach of the base of Migdash. So once it's open, right, he said, once it's open, it has to meet those standards, so you have to close the gap. It can't be wider. Can't be more than 10 amos. The tzurus pesach does not work to close the width. So, Amar Rav Yosi. So Rav is cholik on the Mishnah, or Rav has a different version of the Mishnah that the tzurus pesach does not work to close the extra width of the mavoy entrance. Amar Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, "Midivrei Ravenu." From the fact that Rav said that a tzurus pesach does not matir a pesach of wider than 10 amos, nilmad. We'll learn another din. Din would be as follows. Chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos. So you have this chatzer, you have two houses, and you have this chatzer, if look at the picture book would be helpful, but you have this chatzer, I'll try to describe it, that has many, many openings. I mean, if you combine, it has a bunch of tzuras ha-pesachs and a bunch of windows, and if you combine all of them together, it has more airspace than it has walls surrounding it. Right? The chatzer is wider than the tzuras the tzuras all the openings are more. It's psachim v'chalonos, chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos, Eino niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. We're going to say now that the tzuras ha-pesach is not going to work based on Rav's reasoning. My time, what's the reason? What's his svara? Ho'il b'yoser me'eser oser b'mavoy. If wider than 10 amos is no good for a mavoy, right? V'paritz meruba ala omeid oser b'chaser. And if you have more opening than you have wall in a chaser, that's no good. Ma, so I'll make a limud. My yoser may eser oser b'mavoy in ita b'nitzuras ha-pesach, just like 10 width of an opening by a mavoy does not become fixed with a tzuras ha-pesach, af paritz merubah la-omeid, so to in our case now, where it's paritz merubah la-omeid, when there's more opening than there is enclosure, ha-oser b'chatzer, which is oser by a chatzer, eino nita b'tzuras ha-pesach. According to Rav, a tzuras ha-pesach won't work even. You have a psul here, you have a psul here, tzuras ha-pesach doesn't fix the psul in A, therefore it doesn't fix the psul in B. Now they're going to be docha that by saying, no, you don't compare, it's apples and oranges. The psul that you have by the mavoy is a much stronger psul, and that's why tzuras ha-pesach won't work there. But the psul that you have by the chatzer of ruba omed ala apart ruba ala omed, that's a lesser psul, and therefore maybe tzuras ha-pesach will work. Now we have to just figure out what that means, what the dichoy is. So the Gemara says, no, you can't make the limud. My liyoser, I'll just read it first. My liyoser me eser oser remova shechenu taktabo etzel pasi brilos l'shitas Rabbi Meir, right? Toma reports rubal omer ha oser bechatzer shechenu taktabo etzel pasi brilos l'divrei Yaakov. So what do you have? What are the pasi brilos? The pasi brilos, again, one of those corners, that these little four angled things that you put on the floor in order to be matir the well in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, right? People with me ola regel have these wells in Rosh Hashanah. They wanted to have the animals drink from it, but the animals are standing in Rosh Hashanah. So what they did, we saw the picture the other day, they used put those four, like, I don't know what you call them, corners, what the four angles on in each corner to enclose it, and therefore you can go inside and drink. So, if let's say, Rabbi Meir says that if the width between each of the angles is greater than 10, it's no good. You can't do these passe brias, right? Rabbi Meir says. Right, we mentioned before, how many parts do you have to have? You have to have a bunch, a couple cows sticking in there.
Eight.
Right, it was eight?
Yeah.
Eight cows? Okay. So, Mali Yosem Eser Oser B'Mavoy. Eser, a width of Eser is much more chomer by Mavoy. Shekein lo hitarta bo. You did not allow in a Mavoy eight to pasi brios lo Rabbi Meir. If there was the width of 10, separating, Rabbi Meir didn't allow the pasi brios. So, therefore, you see that Mavoy, the opening of 10 by Mavoy is very, very strong. Tomabri paritz merubal omed, but the situation of paritz merubal omed haoser bechatzer shekeni tarted until pasi brios l'divrei kol. In that instance, if you had the pasi brios, it worked in the chatzer. So you see that the isurim are different. By mavoy, it's much more chamor. That's why pasi brios are no good, only according to Rameh. But when it comes to the chatzer, by its psul, pasi brios would still work. So don't compare the two. Therefore, Rav Yosef said that just because Rav said that if Tzuras of Pesach is 10, that a Mavoi doesn't work by a Tzuras of Pesach more than 10, doesn't necessarily mean that the Mavoi won't work by Chatzir Ruba Pesachim
V'Chalonos.
That's only going to Rameir. Right. Oh, yeah. The Gemara says only going to Rameir. The Gemara says going to Rameir. The Gemara says Eitz Pasavirus Li Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says only going to Rameir. But still, the fact that at least one Tana holds that shows that at least he's viewing that Isser as a much more strict or more Chamar Isser. Okay, so Lema Misayele. Now it seems we have a riot to Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef said that by Pesachim, if you have Pesachim the Chalonos, Chatzer Ruba Pesachim the Chalonos, the Mavoi wouldn't work. So Lema Misayele, the following Brisa, which itself is going to be self-contradictory, and I'm going to have to explain the Brisa, and by explaining the Brisa, we're going to try to bring a riot to Rav Yosef. So Lema Misayele, the Fanos Halalu, right? You have these walls, Sheruban Pesachim the Chalonos, that are mainly windows and openings, mutar. You're allowed to carry in there. So long as there's more wall than there is opening. Which, wait a second. It's Ruban walls, and yeah, it's self-contradictory. It's Ruban openings, but you can carry so long as the most, it's Ruban wall. Well, it's a self-contradictory statement. So, Sheruban Sakadaitach? What does it mean, Sheruban? The funnest is Ruban Psachim. What does it mean? Ela Ema Sheriba Behem. Change Sheruban Psachim Mechalonos to Riba Behem Psachim Mechalonos. So you have these walls that all of a sudden they got a lot of, not that mostly, but they got a lot of windows and holes. Mind you, the windows don't have glass in them. They have glass, they're considered closed. They're open. So the Ruban, right? Riba Behem Psachim Mechalonos, Ubilvad Sheye Omen Rubal Parts. You still may carry in this area so long as the openings are not greater than the enclosure. So you see a raya, to Rav Yosef. So the Gemara said, right? So it basically says no matter what, you would not be able to carry if it's Ruban, if it's Omer Rubal Aparas, even if there's gonna be a Mavoi. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. That's not a raya. Amar Kahana, Kitanya hi bepisrei Shimae. We're talking about the Pisrei Shimae. These are bad openings, basically jagged openings. Gemara asks, my psiche shimae. What are psiche shimae? Pligi bar rav ruchumei v'rav Yosef. Chad amar de lesbu shikvei. They're not smooth. If you look in the picture, they're jagged when on the openings, right? But chad amar de lesbu tikva. It's just open with no roof. There's no covering on the top. So if that's the case, right? It's just open that goes up to shemaya. If that's the case, then those, apparently, I guess those. If the row of those psachim around the wall, around the enclosure, then the Tzuras Pesach won't help. But if it's a regular opening, even if there are a lot of them, Tzuras Pesach could help, and therefore no raya to Rav Yosef. I find that the Gemara is just missing, a lot of assumptions that are made. Right. It's what it says, what he's supposed to do. Right, we look at Rashi has the case of Pisco that doesn't have a tikva, doesn't have a roof. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go to try to say that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav. What was Rav? I'm a Rebbe. Savala Rav Yochanan lahadir Rav. Remember, Rav said that if you had a mavoi whose opening was greater than 10 amos, the Tzuras HaPesach still does not work. Not like our Mishnah. Rav says the Tzuras HaPesach does not work to close the gap of 10 amos by the entrance. So va'af Rabbi Yochanan sabr la lahadarav. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. So I'm giving you the following case: the Amar Rabin Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Maise ba'adam echad. A story that happened with one person. Mi Bikas Beis Chorson. He was from the town of Bikas Beis Chorson. She na'adz arba kun desin ba'arba pinus hasada. He had a field. He stuck four poles in four corners, right, to make sort of like a square. Stuck four poles in. And he tied vines, I guess, around the top. So now he has a Tzuras HaPesach like around these places. And the question was now whether or not he can be zoreh and not be worried about kelayim. Can he make a vineyard here, which you have to worry about kelayim with the crop in the surrounding field? He's making a separate area. So again, what happened? He says, "Ma'is b'adam echad, bikas beis chorson, shenotz abra kundesim." He put in four poles in the field, ba'abra pinus hasade, u'maslach zemura me'alein, and he tied vines around the top. Wait a second. Uba Maisa Lifnei Chachamim, and the story came from the Chachamim. The Tirulo Li'inyan Kilayim, and they said that this Tzuras HaPesach is good enough. Is good enough to be Matir Kilayim, meaning if he wants to plant vines inside this cordoned off area, he's allowed to still plant Tzvua outside because this is considered a Mechitza. It's separate, right? Rashi says. If he has, vines inside these poles, he can still sow other tua outside. If there's a break between them, if there's a border between them, you can plant. There's no iser of kilayim. So the Gemara says, but Amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, kederech sheitirulo le'inyan kilayim. Just like the problem is here, that it's right? It's parts merubal omer because it's just these vines on top. That's the problem. Reish Lakish says it still works for Shabbos, even if parts merubal omer, it still works. Plus, it's open. They're very wide. Ten amos, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar likilayim itir. Sorry, Amar Reish Lakish kederach itiru lo leinin klayim kachi itiru lo leinin Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar leinin klayim itiru lo leinin Shabbos lo itiru lo. But for Shabbos, they didn't mock them. So now, what's the case? Again, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that an opening of 10 amos cannot be closed by Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara says, "V'maya askinan, what is the case that we are dealing with? Ilema, if you say we're talking about min hatzad, the problem is, and it's very important, that when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, the wire on top has to be on top of the poles. Can't be on the side of the poles, in the middle. That's why you always see that the nail is on top, and then they tie the string on top. It can't be closed. It's a whole thing. Mr. brings down. The Taz says, well, if it's flush. The Taz tried to say that if it's built straight like this flush, that works. And Mr. Brewer says, no, everyone argues. It has to be on top. The string has to be going on top. So what's our case here? If we say that he wrapped the vines around the middle of the poles, not on the top of the poles, E layman min atzad, how can that possibly be good according to Reish Lakish? Ha'amar Rav Chisda said, Tzuras HaPesach, she'asah min atzad, lo asav lo klum. If you do it, it's called making the Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, doesn't count for anything. It's no good. So how can Reish Lakish say this would be good for Shabbos? So clearly we're not talking about where the string was done in its side. It's done on top, right? Ella al gabon. It was done on top of the poles. So ubamai. So what's the case? Ilema be'eser. If you're talking about that, if you're saying that they are the opening is not more than 10 amos wide, ilema be'eser. B'hal lema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo. So in this case, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that it doesn't work on Shabbos. Why won't it work on Shabbos? No one says that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work if it's less than 10 amos. Must be the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work on Shabbos, El Alav be Yeser Yeser. Must be dealing that between the poles is greater than 10 amos. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work on Shabbos at Tzuras HaPesach, meaning he must hold like Rav. And Reish Lakish says, I do it. Reish Lakish holds like our Mishnah and says that even that Tzuras HaPesach will work to close a gap of 10 amos.
But how about the fact of the parts we're willing to
give? Not worried about that, right?
We're not worried about that.
Because that was Rav Yosef's Shita. Tosos asked the question. Tosos says, look at Tosos Ilema. Good question. If you look at Ilema, it says, Ach Kasha, the Ha Rav Yosef Aslel, Afil of Esser, Holo Parts Meruba. Rav Yosef said it's a Parts Meruba, but we were Doche Rav Yosef.
So that means also you accept it as a...
Is that if it's by a, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, Rav Yosef was the one who said, you learn from Rav, that if it's Parits, Meruba La Omeid, then it won't work. We said, maybe, that's not true. We said that there was no riot to that. So he was Doche that concept. Or you could say Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef. Right, an easy way out would simply say, forget that. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yosef. The problem is also is that Rabbi Yosef said this din in Rav. Right, Rabbi Yosef said this din in Rav. So maybe if he's holding like Rav in one, he should be holding like Rav in the other. But once he's saying this din in Rav, and we said that Rabbi Yosef learned it from Rav, and we're Doche Rabbi Yosef, so then Rav doesn't hold that. And if Rabbi Yochanan holds him like Rav, he doesn't hold that. That's Tosa's question. If you look in the Tosa Ilema, Tosa says, Ach Kasha, the Har of Yosef, Asalael, Afilu Ba'eser, Holu Parts Meruba. But Tosa's answer gives a few answers. One answer he says, Veishlom, the Ein Lachos of Dibra of Yosef, Holu Benitchu. Yosef was Nitchu already, so we don't have to worry about that. That doesn't apply.
What I don't understand in the Eruv is that you never know where the entrance and the exit of the Eruv is. Or most people, you don't even know. So somewhere there's a Tzuras HaPesach, but right. The rest is just a string that goes.
Okay.
How does that work?
I don't know what the question is. The question, but the people who check the Eruv know where it is. And they tell you the boundaries. They tell you the boundaries where you can
but
and
the
go.
Whole idea of why you're not allowed to be more than 10 amos is because you're not going to recognize, right? Why can it be the entrance?
But that's by a mavoi. By the mavoi, you know where it is. But you talk about an eruv by the Carmelis.
Yes.
No, that's something else. We didn't get there yet.
Oh.
Like our case over here, the eruv over here is by.
We're not in a mavoi.
Yeah, we're not in a mavoi. We're in the Carmelis. Maybe it's different. I don't know. It's a good question.
Are we in Kansas or we're not?
What?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says low. That's. We make this massive. Yeah, we don't hold the tzuras of Pesach, like our Mishnah can close even if it's wider than 10 amos. Tzuras of Pesach work. It's clear. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Samach Beis.
But I think it's because it's not talking about a
karmel. Oh, because we don't know where it is.
No, because that's what we have. You don't have
a mavoi. Remember, we're talking about this. If it's the Shishar you can't have it. So we're talking about Yechaz Blossos for the Shishar Abim Nerais. If we have the Tzursa Pesach, we're talking about the Karmelis. Right now, we're still in the world of mavoi. Right? It says, Ma'ut Tzar Tzursa Pesach, Konami, Kon Al Gabayim, and you see, if a few are in and over the head, they don't have to touch. Hello, Shayesh Benayim, Kama Amos, Uvilvad, Shia Gova, Konami, Mikan, Rikan, Esther Tlachim. The Kon on the sides have to be harder than 10 Tlachim. Right, the Yubikubanim, Kineged, Kana Elyon. I don't think there's no worry about it being too wide. So Mar says, Lo, there's no riot to prove that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav. Lo, the Olam Be'eser. We're talking about a case where it is only 10 Amos, right? So we said if it's only 10 Amos, so why is there an issue on Shabbos according to one? The Min Hatzad. And it's talking about where it's done Min Hatzad. It wasn't on the top, it wasn't on the side. The Rav Chisda Kapligi, and they Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan are arguing about whether we hold like Rav Chisda. Reish Lakish is going to say it doesn't need to be on top, you can do it Min Hatzad. And Rav Yochanan says it cannot be done on Min Hatzad, it's on top, which is very strange because we just said, you can't say anyone says that it argues Min Hatzad, because Rav Chisda said. And then we turn around and said, oh, that's what you're arguing about. Okay. So, Verami me the Rav Yochanan, not the Rav Yochanan, Verami the Reish Lakish or Reish Lakish. We're now going to bring a brisa or a statement that's going to seem to be a steer of both on Rav Yochanan and a Reish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish Vishim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Okay. Reish Lakish said in the name of Yehuda of Rabbi Chanina, which is one of his Rebbeim, Peya, or it's not Peya, corners. Peya here is the Tzuras HaPesach that's done. Rashi says it's Kliyas HaZemora HaMetucha Mikundus LeChaveru. Things are tied together, basically it's weaved together. So you have these vines or these things on top that are woven together to make the string on top. Muteres la'inyan kalayim. That works the gabe kalayim. Avalo l'shabbos, but it doesn't work for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar k'bichlis l'shabbos d'lo, kachem shus l'klayim d'lo. It doesn't work for either Shabbos or kalayim. So now we seem to have a clear stira because Rabbi Yochanan said before that this Tzuras HaPesach does work for kalayim, just doesn't work for Shabbos. And here he's saying it doesn't work for either. And before, Reish Lakish says it works for both. And here he says it's only working for Kelayim, which seems to be a stira.
So what's the reason why it doesn't work for Shabbos?
We don't know yet. We're trying to figure it out. Either because it's been a tzad, because it's open for 10 amos, it's whatever the... Right, we're trying to figure it out. So, Bishlamad, the Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakasha. I understand what the apparent stira between Reish Lakish, the statements is just apparent. Because we can simply say, Lokasha, Hadidei, Hadirabiei. One is what he said. One is said in the name of his Rebbe. In the name of his Rebbe, meaning his Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda, he says that when we do this type of Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of the field, that will work for Kalayim, that won't work for Shabbos. Reish Lakish himself says it'll work for Shabbos also, not a kasha. But right, Ella the Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But Rabbi Yochanan, it's a problem because in one place he says it works for Kalayim, but does not work for Shabbos, and here he says it clearly right. And right now the assumption is it doesn't work for Shabbos is because. Is because it was done min hatzad, but other if it was done on top, it worked for Shabbos. But here he says it doesn't work for either. So what's going on? So Iyamart, Gemara says, Iyamart, Bishlama Hasam al Gabon, right, and Hachim min hatzad Shafir. The problem is, well, okay, let's say over there, where he talked about the person putting the four pegs in, that's when he put the string on top. And that would work for Kalayim. And Hachim min hatzad, and here he put it in the middle, then I understand the difference. Because he says it's going to work for Kalayim when it's done on top, and it won't work for Kalayim when it's done on its side. Fine, I understand. There's a problem for Shabbos would then be because it's too wide. Maybe that would be his problem. Ela iyamark idi, because in both cases he says Shabbos is no good. Ela iyamark idi min hatzad. Well, if both instances are talking about min hatzad, then Michael Mamer, then what's the problem, right? What can you how can you answer? why over there was Rav Yochanan Machshir the Mechitza for Kilayim, and here he's Usher, right? So it must be saying that over there, right, to answer your question, the reason why, because in Shabbos he says they're both no good. So the reason
why?
Too wide. He must be holding like Rav. Okay, that's too wide. But still, why over there by Kilayim is good, and here by Kilayim is no good? If they're both, one's not talking about where it's on top, and one's talking about in the middle, I can make a distinction. On top, good. In the middle, no good. But if they're both in the middle, but if they're both on top, you can't say no good. If they're both in the middle, then what's the problem? What's the difference between there and here? So la'olam idi min hatzad. Really, no, they're both min hatzad, meaning if they were both on top, I wouldn't have a problem. Idi min hatzad. And that could also be the reason why on Shabbos it's no good over there also. And hasa.
Why is it good over there?
Why is Kalayim good over there?
Yeah,
okay. Right. La'olam idi min hatzad. But Hassam over there, Rabbi Yochanan says it's good for Kalayim, it's be'eser amos, where it's wider than 10 amos. I mean, sorry, it's not wider than 10 amos. That's why it works. And the reason why it doesn't work for Shabbos is because it's min atzad. But Hacha over here, it's yoser me'eser. It's wider than 10 amos. So wider than 10 amos will not work for Kalayim either. Mara says, umina temra, from where do we know? So basically we end up over there, that a tsuris ha-pesach, that is al-gabi the yisedos, and you can see that Rabbi Yochanan is cholik on Rav. The reason why, right? The reason why he said usually it would source a pesach even if it's wide, it will work. The reason why Shabbos it doesn't work over there is because we've established the case as min atzad, right? It's min atzad. They said, and therefore if there it's min atzad. The reason why it's no good for Shabbos there is because it's min atzad, but it's not wider than 10 amos, so it works for Kalayim. Over here, it's min atzad and wider wider than 10 amos. Still won't work for Shabbos because it's min atzad, and it's not going to work for Kalayim because it's wider than 10 amos. So Gemara says, we're not tamra, and from where do we know the shanilon that we have a chiluk bein eser liyoser me eser? How do we know, where do we ever find that when it comes to the Gabi Kalayim, that the distinction as to whether or not the tzuris ha-pesach, whether or not the opening is wider than 10 amos? Where do you get that from? The Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan once said to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is asking Reish Lakish, how is it possible that you hold that a tzuris ha-pesach min atzad works, right? Lo kach haya maise, didn't this once happen? Shehalach Rabbi Shua eats Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'motora. Rabbi Shua went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'motora, af al pi shebaki behilchos kalayim. Rabbi Yeshua was the baki behilchos kalayim, but nevertheless, he would ask for shayos to his rebbe. He was a baki in this, but he went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right, to learn. And he said like this, okay, umitzao sheyoshev ben ilanos, he finds Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sitting amongst the trees. So Rabbi Yehuda takes his props, umasach zmura me ilan le'ilan, he tied a vine from one tree to another, around each tree, right, yesterday there were four in corners, umasach zmura me ilan le'ilan, v'amr lo, and he says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rebbe, my Rebbe, im gifonim kan, mahu lezroa kan. If I make the vines on top here, can I be zoreya this field next to it, like the wheat? Va'amr lo, the eser mutar, yoser me eser aser. He says, oh, it depends on the opening of the doorway. If it's the opening is less than 10 amos or less, you may. There's no problem with Kilayim. If they're greater than 10 amos, you do have a problem with Kilayim because it's too wide. It's not considered a mechitza over there. So you see here, you don't see the Svara, but you see halacha lemaisa. In this case, there was a lemaisa situation where somebody made a distinction between 10 amos and greater than 10 amos, legabe Kilayim. So the Gemara says, b'mayeskinan. Well, what's the case? Ilema al gabon, if we're talking about that the strings were put on top of the ilanos, yoser me eser. Usser, why would more than 10 be usser? Batanya, we have a brace that says, Hayusham kanim hador kanim, v'aslahem peymi l'mala, afil v'yosem eser mutter. We see if it's more than 10, it'd be mutter. Elav min atzad. It's min atzad. It's not done on top. V'ka'amrele, v'eser mutter, yosem eser usser. So you see from this maisa, that atzuras ha-pesach, that's done min atzad, that is greater than 10 amos, does not work for Kalayim. Okay? Yeah, that's what the logic is behind it. I'm not sure, but that's the halacha. Okay, Gufa. Now we have the case that we mentioned before. Amar of Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach, Shasam in Atzad. Back to Shabbos, you make Tzuras HaPesach, you tie the strings in Atzad, meaning they're not on top. Lo Asav, Lo Klum. You don't do anything. That is the halacha. All right, the halacha is right. I read it in Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph. Mahu Tzuras HaPesach. He says it has to be kana mikana 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 kama rabehen. They don't have to touch. And then he says the im chiber hakana ha'elyon l'shnei kanim ol echam ehem min atzad. If it's done min atzad, then lo mahani. It doesn't work. Min atzad doesn't work. Bishop Baruch says heir shalom nasan ha'elyon al shnei kanim. You didn't put the top string on top of the two side posts, right? Ha'olim el chiber lehem min atzad. You tied them in the middle. That's not similar to a pesach where you put mezuzos. V'dor, and he says the masha make la taza filu aso min atzad. If the taz is mekel, you did it min atzad. If you put it flush, the taz was mekel. He says im aso begoba hakan b'shava im hakan mamash yikom on below well min chevel. He says kol achronim cholim alav usviru luhu ve'im shi'chevel agabe kol mamash. That's what we're on top. Everyone argues on the taz. So it's clearly not to use the tazes. The taz is cooler. Okay. If you're making a tzurus of Pesach, the top string is the top string is on top of the poles. That's why all the times you see, right, you see a nail. It's put on top and they tie it to the nail. But you don't want to make it flush. It just comes when you use the telephone poles and things like that. How you go? I don't know how they do it, but they have to work out that they're done on top. Maybe you have to make sure that it's on top. I don't know how to use the poles. Whole thing of how to use the telephone poles. What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Going to cherry picker?
I don't know about that.
And my wife will sign the release. So, I told you last night I go on everything, so that's right. Alright, so Kufa. Amr Chizda, Tsurus of Pesach Shah Minat Sah Lawas Lokum. The Amr Chizda, Rav Chizda says as well, Tsurus of Pesach Shah Amu Srichash Tebriya Kdi Lahamid Badelis. It has to be strong enough to hold some sort of doorway, right? But feel delishal kashin. Even if it's a very, very weak door, it has to have at least a minimal amount of strength to hold a door. So that's two halachas. Halacha one, it has to be minatzad. It can't be minatzad. And number two, it has to be hold this door. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yonai, Tzurus HaPesach Tzurich HaHekatzir. The Tzurich HaPesach also has a Hekatzir. What's a Hekatzir? My Hekatzir. Amar Avia Avakasa. It has to have a Avakasa. You look at the pictures, it has to have some sort of like a peg where a door could theoretically be placed in it. Right? Some hole and a peg, theoretically, where you could put a door, input a door inside. The Rif does not paskin like this last halacha, neither does anybody else, basically. It paskin like the first two. So why don't they pass like his last left? Right, we had three. Minatzad, no good. Has to be able to hold a minimal door. Has to have this little avaksa. So why do you not hold like that last one? So the Rashi explains because of the next piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashkechinu Rav Acha Bereid Rav Avi LeTamid Rav Ashi. Rav Acha found the Tamid Rav Ashi. Amalhu Amamar Midi Bedini Tzuras HaPesach. Did your Rav say anything by Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei Lo Amar Vlo Klum. Didn't say anything. Okay, so what does that member teach us? So the Rashba says that this memor is going on what was right above it. What was right above it was the halacha of avaksa. So basically what he was asking, do you need an avaksa? And they said, lo, I'm a little clue. They didn't say anything. So that's why the rift doesn't hold like this last sheet. That's how he reads. Otherwise the memor means nothing. I mean, what's this doing? Did you learn anything? No. Right, so that's what it says. Okay, Tana. We learn in a Braisa. Tzuras ha-pesach sha'amru kanemikan v'kanemikan v'kanagavein. Exactly what we read in the Shulchan Aruch. That's where we're getting from. Tzuras ha-pesach has to have a pole on the one side, a pole on the other side, and something going across on top. Now, tzricha liga or ain't tzricha liga, right?
You can just keep it up in the wall. You have to have an actual post.
Yes.
No. You have it across the...
I'm not sure. I think you can use a pre-existing tzuras ha-pesach. It has to have a door frame. The difference is where Tzuras HaPesach, we'll see before also, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be made for a Tzuras HaPesach. If it is a door, Tzuras HaPesach, that works. But you're saying you have to have a separate lechi put on the side?
No, Kanamikan.
A post?
A pole here, a pole. I mean, independent of
the... I don't think so. I think if it's a door frame, it's sufficient. If you don't have the door frame, you have to put it. Okay. So tzrichen ligo, ain't tzrichen ligo. Do the two side posts have to reach to the top and touch the horizontal string or post? Tzrichen ligo, or ain't tzrichen ligo. So if Nachan Amar ain't tzrichen ligo, they do not have to touch. Or Chase Amar tzrichen ligo. Chase says they do have to touch, right? Shulchan Aruch Paskin, he says, right, Paskin right away, a few ain't a noga behen. Even if they don't touch, quote it right away, before Nachman in our sugya, Rav Nachman says, "Answer your chalila." Again, Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph. So Rav Sheshet says they do have to touch. So now,
you mean, what do you call it?
The side posts have to go all the way up to the top and hit the post on top.
Whatever, yeah.
You don't say that you can't do the good osik or good whatever. You can't.
There's no Lubbock principle in terms of the side wave. Let's say the string across, it has to always reach. I guess it has to reach.
The course. String has to reach across. That's not the question. The question is whether the posts have to reach to the top. So Azar Rav Nach, because if they don't, the string doesn't reach all the way across. I mean, it depends what all the way across is. Maybe within three tefachim is enough. Yeah. But if the posts are here and the string this goes over here, you don't have a tzuras of Pesach. So Azar Rav Nachman, the other uvda. Rav Nachman went to the house of the Reish Galusa and did like what he did his shita, meaning he made the mechitzos, but the two side posts did not go reach all the way up and touch the top. So Amalei Rav Shesha Sushmaye. Rav Shesha said to his shamish and Rav Gedah was his name. Zil Shalosh Adinu, take it down, so no one makes the mistake of using this and carrying. It's no good. Take it down. So he Azal Shalosh Chadinu. So Rav Gedah went and he took out the poles and threw them to the ground. So Ashkechunu Debei Reish Galusa Chavashu. So the people in the house of the Reish Galusa put him in jail. What are you doing? You know, tampering with the government property. They took and threw him in jail. So Azal Rav Sheshes went. Kam Ababa, he went to the doorway of the jail. Amalei Gadah Pukta, Gadah, come on out. So nothing to us, and he came out. Meaning that the jailers realized that he was in, that Gadah didn't do it on his own. He was just listening to what his master told him to do, and they're not going to put Rav Sheshes in jail. So they let Rav Gedah go out. He was just following orders. So they let him go out. Okay. Point being is that you see that Lemaisa there was a machlokus in whether or not the poles have to reach the string on top or not. Rav Nachman says they do not. Rav Sheshes says they do. So now we're going to bring a halacha regarding arched doorways to prove that they do not have to reach the top. Okay.
You have to go to the
armistrack if you came to. No. He said he had to walk to the doorway and say, come on out, and they just came out. Ashuchei Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes bumped into Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei. So he said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tenei Mar Midi Bitsuras HaPesach, have you learned anything with Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei. He goes, yeah, I did. And none of that I'm going to say to you, and you'll see from what I learned, it was against your Shita. Tanina. I learned the following Braisa. So you have this gate, that kippah, that it's has an archway, right? It has an archway. You know, the pictures, it doesn't go straight, it arches at the top. The question is going to be, at what point does the arch begin to make it, if the arch is at a certain part along the height, it may not be good for a mezuzah. Rav Meir Mechayev Mezuzah, Chachamim Potrim. Rav Meir says you need a mezuzah and the Chachamim Pater because they say above the eagle, right, above the archway, it becomes narrower than four tefachim. And if it's narrower than four tefachim, it doesn't have the shame pesach. It's not considered an opening. It has to have four tefachim. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what case the machlokas is. V'shavim, but they both agree, she'im yesh biraglea asara shehi chayeves. Let's say, look at the pictures, it has. Let's say that if you have, in order for you have to have an opening for a mezuzah, it has to be 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide, that's a pesach. So for our, by us, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you have an archway in your house, it's not going to really make a difference because it's usually much higher. But so exactly this case. In this case, you have 10 tefachim at 4 tefachim wide, and the archway only begins after 10 tefachim, right? So it reaches, when the walls, the side walls reach the height of 10 tefachim, that's when the archway begins. So you can put a mezuzah there, right? He says, v'shavim shim yesh bergle asara shehi chayeves. But you see clearly from here that the side walls don't have to touch the top. They're not touching the top. Because the top is much higher. You're cutting off the archway, and they put in the mezuzah right there. So by the mezuzah, they don't have to touch the top. So too, by the Suez of Pesach, they don't have to touch the top. That right away, that's the right against Rav. But Rashi says, by Chayeves, he says, the how yesh ba asara gova v'rochel arba. V'afilu kol igol sasum nishum sham shir Pesach kasher. Alma ein tzrichan ligo. They do not have to touch. The heksheira de Pesach v'regleahi. The heksher of the Pesach is by the feet. By eagle mafsi ben tikra el yona limazuzos with tani chayevas, and the eagle, the archway, separates between the frame and the top. Doesn't touch. It's still chayev mezuzah. So too by the mavoi, they don't have to touch. Okay, that's fine. That's the raya. They don't have to touch. But we continue. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hakol modim sheim gavoa asara ve'ein biraglea shlosha. Everyone agrees that if the height of this whole entire archway is 10 tefachim, but it doesn't the aim be gover glash losher tefachim. It starts to arch narrower than four tefachim within three tefachim from the floor. Right? When you start going up three tefachim, then all of a sudden the archway closes and it's no longer, it does not have a four tefachim width. You don't need a mezuzah on there. Right? Inami, yesh b'ragla shlosha, v'ein gevo asara. Or, you have more than three tefachim, it goes up, but it doesn't go higher than ten tefachim until the archway narrows to less than four tefachim. That there's no mezuzah. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? B'yesh b'ragla shlosha, u'gevoa asara, v'ein rechava arba. Okay, so what do you have? You have within three tefachim, right? It still has four tefachim width, okay? And then it starts to narrow. But you have 10 tefachim going up, and theoretically, you could dig out and make the archway open. Come across the machlokas before. The yesh balachok, you can dig it out. Lashlima la'arba, Rabbi Meir Savar chokin lahashlim, Rabbi Savar ein choklin. Do we view it as it being dug out? Again, what do you have? You have the archway. The archway is four tefachim. It's four tefachim wide. Okay, the archway is four tefachim. The opening is four tefachim. The width. It's four tefachim wide within three tefachim height. You always have four tefachim width. Now it gets above the three tefachim height till it gets to the ten tefachim height. Those seven tefachim over there are not within a four tefachim width, but it's within a wall that can be dug out. Do we view as if the wall being dug out already or not? Rameir says yes. Chachamim say no, therefore Rameir will put a mezuzah. Chachamim do not put a mezuzah. The point being from this whole thing,
if you want, extend
the walls, basically. Extend the walls up through a fake digging out of the wall. But you see from here clearly that you can square out the wall, and they don't have to touch. We saw before, the top of the side posts don't have to touch the top, which is against Rav, right? You see the raya? The raya we saw in the beginning.
Same thing. We don't worry about
right.
What's going on above.
The sides don't need to reach the top. Very small. It's very small. Right, so by us, it doesn't make a difference. Because you have an archway in your house, you're not going to have this come to this issue because you're going to have more than 10 tefachim before it starts to arch. Then you basically slice off the top. So that's the minimum shear that they have for mezuzah. When we learn Hilchos Mezuzah, that's what we'll have to discuss what it is. That's the minimum shear for Hilchos Mezuzah. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes now says to Rav Shmuel, who just proved that the halach is not like Rav Sheshes.
He has to touch it on if they had a string above the post. That was a lot of the question. If the string has to touch the post, that's what they're saying. It doesn't. Based on
the mezuzah, it does not. Because you see by the mezuzah.
But they are touching it. It's a continuation. Why?
No, no. The case is. Let's say the case by.
Either one. I understand what you're saying, but it's a.
Right.
The dome is still physically attached to it.
But that's not the roof. That's not part of the calculation. They're saying. I hear you, Philip. It's not part of the calculation. It gets basically locked off. I hear you. Here you were Machshir a Pesach. This is because the. Right, because the dome on top is saying it's too narrow, so that doesn't count.
Right.
So
it shouldn't count at all. Anyway.
Well, they're saying it does count. That's where you see that that it doesn't have to reach the top.
You want both?
Right. It counts from mezuzah. Right. It counts from mezuzah. They're extrapolating from mezuzah to the mavoid. So Rav Sheshes now says Rav Sheshes, the guy who just sent to Shamash not to take it down. He says, you know what? You just proved me wrong. If you see the guys, don't tell them this brisa. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Chananel says, no, what it means is, you don't say anything, I'm going to go and be, you don't tell them, let me go and be chozer and say that I apologize for what was done, because clearly the halacha is, like Rav Nachman, that they do not, the side poles do not have to reach the top. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is now talking about how you can be machshir again a mavoi. So hechsher, you got it? It's all clear?
Clear.
Right? Hechsher mavoi. It seems to me that you're constantly extrapolating from other halachos into the halachos of mavoi. And the assumption is that they're the same. But we're just missing that connection as to why they're exactly the same. Maybe that's Hilchos Mezuzah, and this is Hilchos Mavoi. What's the... This is Hilchos Kalayim, and this is Hilchos Mavoi. I mean, this is Hilchos Surah Tafesa.
But you have no choice.
What?
It's not spelled out. You have to keep playing until you find the right formula.
You can.
Or just say no. And
or not.
Or not, right.
Or not.
So that just missing that.
Quick question: why do we need a Tosafot Pesach in the lowest cases? Why can't we just put a lesson? Yeah. Why we insist on something that has to, like by the case of the Rosh Kedushim? Why can't we just have one pole at the lesson?
Okay, so that's when you missed in the beginning. Tosafot asked that question. That it must have been a situation where a lechi would be no good. Maybe talking about the Mavim Mefulash, we're talking about a case where the lechi wasn't built l'shem lechi, therefore you have to do you have to source a Pesach. What was the other answer Tosos gave? Tosos said that it was too big, maybe it was too wide. Whatever the situation is, you had a situation that source a Pesach is necessary, but a lechi is no good. Yes.
You have to
source a Pesach. Yes, that's exactly right. That's the okay. Hechsher mavoi. How can you be permit carrying in a mavoi? Beishame omrim lechi. You have to have a lechi that's, I guess, 10 tefachim high. Vikora, and you have to have a kora growing a course. Beis hillel omrim o lechi o kora. You have to have either a lechi or a kora. You don't need both. Reb Lezer omer lechayin. You need two lechis on either side.
Okay. Do this already?
We did it in the Gemara. We quoted the Mishnah. Now we're actually doing it in the Mishnah. We want to skip it. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmid Echad Lipnei Rabbi Kiva. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one Talmud said in front of Rabbi Kiva, Lo Nechku Beisham Beis Hillel El Al Mavoy Shu Pachos Me Arba Amos. Beisham and Beis Hillel are not arguing why a Mavoy whose opening is less than Arba Amos. In that, Beis Shammai will agree Shu Nitar Belechi B'Kora. You need only either or, Alechi or Kora. What's their machlokas? Al racha me arba amos bar eser. From 4 amos up to 10 amos opening. Beishamai omrim lechi b'kora. Beishamai now says that there's 3 stages. There's up to 4 amos, there's 4 to 10, and there's above 10 amos. Up to 4 amos, lechi or kora. Between 4 and 10, lechi and kora. Greater than 10, you need Surah Pesach. Right? So Beishamai omrim lechi b'kora. Beishil omrim o lechi o kora. Beishil doesn't have that second gap. Rabbi Kiva, Al Zevel Zeh Nechluk says, no, Rabbi Kiva says that Beis Shammai would even argue if it is small, if 4 amos and less, that nevertheless,
even under
4 amos, that Rabbi Shammai says you would still need a lechi and a korah. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. Menachem will pick up with the Gemara. Have a good day.